I remember one day when I was young, I was watching a television show called Seventh Heaven. It was a family-oriented show also tackling mature themes. One of these topics covered was self-harm. Too young to understand, I had asked my dad to explain. Instead of a compassionate explanation, he simply spat out, "People that hurt themselves are those too weak to deal with life." I remember one day in middle school, I was sitting in biology working on an in-class assignment when my attention became diverted by two girls whispering next to me. They were talking about a girl in the classroom I only knew by face and name. "Brandon told me she's bipolar," one girl gossiped. "Wow, that explains a lot," the other replied. "She's so weird. No one talks to her." "Who would? If I was her, I'd probably kill myself." I remember one day in high school, my brother found out I was seeing a therapist for a depression that had stretched on for months. I'll never forget his mocking tone. "Looks like someone belongs in the loony bin. Should we lock you up?" There is an ever-present ignorance in the United States and around the world surrounding mental illness. As a result, the mentally ill often receive unsavory reactions from others, stemming from fear and judgment. From both receiving and observing these condemning reactions throughout my life, I refuse to accept this negative treatment, and instead choose to stand against this injustice with my choice of career. My goal is to become a licensed psychologist to assist these misunderstood individuals, people that deserve to be helped, not stigmatized.